So I think anybody that sees it will be quite pleased and quite impressed with what these actors have created with these roles.
The roles in to be specific are the legendary psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud and the rising C.S. Lewis from Oxford University.
Yes.
And this takes place in, well, I guess early, very early, the day England enters World War II.
Yes.
So what is happening here?
Well, the two of them, Freud has invited C.S. Lewis to meet with him.
Right.
And C.S. Lewis arrives and is a little concerned and curious as why he might be invited. He thinks it's possibly for one reason and realizes that Freud is rather disturbed with C.S. Lewis' conversion, because both of them were atheists to begin with, and C.S. Lewis has come around to a completely different point of view that is, I think, Freud finds quite frustrating, and I believe they could probably elaborate on that a little bit in their relationship.
Yeah. Freud is near the end. This is less than a month before he dies.
Right.
And I think he's almost paralyzed and enraged with anger, because he knows that Lewis is one of the rising intellectual and artistic names in the British Empire, and he's looking for answers. Freud's God was truth, and he wanted to get to the truth because he knew that the clock was ticking.
Now, as far as C.S. Lewis becoming a Christian all of a sudden, that immediately presents a conflict with Freud and his philosophical bent.
Completely. And there were two men who at the time admired each other in their writings and their thoughts, but were on completely different sides of that issue. And Freud was particularly fascinated by Lewis because in his early years he had been an atheist.
Yes.
He had left the church and had come back to be one of its most powerful and vocal defenders. And so it's an interesting – I think it's a very well-written play. I've seen productions of it, and I've done it before, and it never ceases to make me think and to realize new things every time I'm working on it.
And George, what attracted you to do this play, to direct it?
Well, I not to get too personal, but I've always had a strong interest in various religions and spiritual philosophy. So to see the struggle between such brilliant men coming together and the way they were able to dive into the culture of the times and their own psyches and watch them – these two characters have brilliant nuance on stage, and to watch them decipher and try to come to this meeting of minds and the struggle that's happening between the two, I found the opportunity to direct it. It was great to be back at Springfield Contemporary Theater anyhow. I love directing there. And the opportunity to do this such an intense yet –
there's a lot of humor to it.
I was getting ready to say, really, if you come, you'll be challenged. It's thought-provoking. And yet there's these wonderful, delightful moments of humor. They even discuss what humor is and how humor works within the play.
Right. They don't just discuss religion. They discuss love. They discuss sex. You know, it's not – in addition to the existence of God and the meaning of life.
You also find out that Freud actually had a taste for what we would call vaudeville humor, and one of his
British Music Hall.
Oh yes,
yeah,
and he recounts, and I think it's one of my favorite scenes. He recounts an encounter with the world famous Josef Pujol, known as Le Petit Maine.
Oh Lord!
and Randy
just think about Blazing Saddles.
Yes, and let's
Governor William J. Le Petit Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's just say that Le Petit Maine had a specialty act
in
which he employed absolutely no props.
Right.
Other than his
own body.
Other than his own body. Let's just say that. Freud did have a taste for that sort of humor.
Yes. What kind of thing? What kind of humor did C.S. Lewis have a taste for?
Well, he's tended to have a much more intellectual taste, I think. Although he does find that a rather amusing and shocking story.
Well, the production of Freud's Last Session opens tonight at 7:30 at SCT Center Stage. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Sunday afternoons at 2 through April 14th. There is a single Thursday night Pay What You Can show on, next Thursday, April the 4th at 7:30 p.m., which will be followed by a talk back with the director and the two actors. And you'll do another talk back session after the Sunday, April 7th afternoon matinee. Tickets range from $22 to $27, and they're available at SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org or by phone, 831-8001. So one more thing.
And I just got a text from Rick saying that tomorrow night they highly encourage, there's a lot of seating available there.
Oh, for
tonight,
Saturday night.
Tonight there's
okay.
some seating, but it's just single seating.
Okay.
So certainly work it out if you can come tomorrow night if you want to bring a friend.
There are only single seats available tonight, but there are more seats available Saturday night, tomorrow night. So again, 831-8001 or SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org. All right. Director and cast from Freud's Last Session, George Cron directing, Terry Bloodworth playing Freud, and David Schmidhu playing C.S. Lewis in this production. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.